The military vindicated a heartbroken mother.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
Near the end of the Vietnam War, a landmine killed a soldier near his base. The Army could not identify the body, so it remained in Hawaii for 13 years. Meanwhile, the Army classified another missing soldier as a deserter. But the mother of that soldier insisted her son was not a deserter. She worked years to prove her claim. Then, after 13 years, the Army discovered that the unidentified body was this mother's son. They gave him a full military funeral. The mother wept on her son's flag as the Army now confirmed that her son was not a deserter. Like this mother, God vindicated Daniel 2,500 years ago. His peers had falsely accused him and contrived to have him thrown into a den of lions. Despite the false charges and unthinkable penalty, Daniel did not bend to pressure. He kept right on praying to God. He stood firmly in his faith, and God did not desert him. God delivered him by locking the lion's jaws. When King Darius realized that Daniel's God had delivered him, he sentenced the conspirators to the lions, and he issued a decree that all his subjects should worship Daniel's God, the only true God. Many times, God vindicates his people in this world, though not always. Yet people whose faith rests in God and in his Son, Jesus Christ, can still be confident. They know that ultimately, they cannot lose.
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com